The city council in San Bernardino, California, is scheduled to vote Monday on a tough anti-illegal immigration measure. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas has more.
Joseph Turner says he's tired of waiting.
We've been waiting for 25 years for them to do something about the illegal alien situation. The time is over for waiting for the federal government to get off its and do anything.
Turner is the author of the proposed ordinance called the Illegal Immigration Relief Act. If approved, it would, among other things, prohibit landlords from renting to undocumented individuals. Those who do could be fined $1,000. So could anyone who hires an undocumented worker. Employers could also have their cars impounded if they transport an undocumented worker to a work site. San Bernardino Councilman Chaz Kelly is among the few city officials to support the measure.
Some would make the reach that this is racist. This is not. This is simply about obeying the law, and the law is you come here legally, period.
San Bernardino is home to roughly 200,000 residents, more than half of them Latino, and it's primarily a city of renters. Ben Lamson owns and operates 53 apartment units in San Bernardino. He's also a board member of the Apartment Association of the Greater Inland Empire. Lamson worries that the measure would create a host of problems for property managers.
We want to get control of the illegal immigration situation, but the way this particular ballot initiative is written right now, it's unworkable, it's unfair, it's very hard to implement. You know, it's turning the rental owners as well as the city now kind of into the federal immigration police people.
There's also concern that the measure could affect other parts of the economy, construction, for instance. The San Bernardino region has undergone a building boom in recent years. According to a recent nationwide survey, up to 14% of construction workers may be undocumented. In a quiet San Bernardino neighborhood, a handful of Latino workers are repaving a driveway. The crew's boss, Rick Avila, says his workers are here legally. He says he's against illegal immigration and did not support the recent marches and boycotts, but he doubts the proposed measure would have much impact on his industry.
The people it would affect would be homeowners who hire people to mow their lawns. Those are the people that usually go to Home Depot and get the day laborers, not us as contractors.
Avila says construction is slowing down in the city anyway. That's why he's taking smaller jobs like this one. Avila ran for mayor in 2005. Back then, illegal immigration rarely came up. Crime, affordable housing, and how to bring more business and more workers into the city dominated campaign chatter. Avila ranks illegal immigration near the bottom of the city's problems.
I think it should be a federal issue, not a city issue.
Still, the measure's author, Joseph Turner, is eager for other localities to embrace legislation just like it.
If something like this can pass in the city of San Bernardino, then it can pretty much pass anywhere, and I'm hoping that this will be a landmark development in the illegal immigration debate. And if we're successful, it would prove to elected officials that they can run on this issue.
And that's just what many local immigration rights supporters are worried about. At a recent meeting in nearby Riverside, Turner's proposal was a burning topic. UC Riverside Ethnic Studies professor Armando Navarro warned of such legislation passing in San Bernardino or anywhere.
It is a provision that is developed for the specific purpose of almost creating not a genocide in the physical sense, but a removal of the immigrant community from San Bernardino.
Activists plan a series of actions to prevent the measure's passage. The city, meanwhile, is scrambling to figure out how much it would cost to enforce the Illegal Immigration Relief Act ordinance. On Monday, the San Bernardino City Council can either approve the measure as written or put the matter before voters. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in San Bernardino.